it was another night of political jousting as the five remaining GOP presidential candidates squared off in another debate, this time in South Carolina last night ahead of that state's primary on Saturday. The frontrunner, Mitt Romney, was the target of many attacks, including this one from Texas Governor Rick Perry, calling on Romney to fully disclose his finances.
Here's the real issue for us. As Republicans, we cannot fire our nominee in September. We need to know now. So I hope you'll put your tax records out there.
Romney talked about that and said that he may put his tax records out there at some point, maybe in April, but didn't make a firm promise on that. For some analysis of the debate and for the days in the campaign to come, we turn this morning to WBUR's political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican Todd Domke. Good morning to you, Todd.
Good morning.
Characterize the Fox News Wall Street Journal debate last night. By all accounts, it was pretty feisty, but did it change the dynamic of the race at all?
Well, it could. It's that rare debate that really might make a difference. Newt Gingrich was the clear winner. He was quite impassioned. He had a lot of applause lines, and he had something that I have never seen in a debate before. He got a standing ovation in the middle from an audience that was split. Maybe 20% of the audience were Newt Gingrich supporters, yet he got a standing ovation. Whereas Romney underperformed expectations. He seemed to be on cruise control, and he probably raised more questions than he answered.
Well, you know, every now and then, I think that there may not be so many differences between Republicans and Democrats, and then something like this happens. I was astonished at not only what was said, but by the reaction of the audience to what was said. I mean, we got a full-throated, powerful, angry statement of what the modern Republican Party is all about. The crowd cheered for states' rights, calling the nation's first black president the best food stamp president. No taxes, kill our enemies, don't kill Osama bin Laden, more guns for everyone. It was just an astonishing performance. I think it's damaged the Republican Party, if not specific candidates.
All right, back to Mitt Romney. Did anything happen last night that would knock Mitt Romney off the perch he holds? It certainly feels to many people across the nation that he is the inevitable nominee now.
Well, yeah, he took a lot of hits on Bain Capital in the first quarter of the debate. It was almost as many hits as Tim Tebow took in the first quarter from the Patriots. He scored no points, and his explanations about Bain continue to be long and complicated and lame. He likes to accuse Obama of excuses, and then he supplied a bushel of them last night. I thought it was interesting. Facebook did a poll of people in South Carolina and asked whether Bain is a legitimate campaign issue. 43% of those who answered said Bain was legit. Only 38% said not legit.
There was also a Twitter survey afterwards, or actually during the debate, where people responded as to whether they thought a candidate was answering the question or dodging the question. And Romney stood out in dodging the questions consistently. And a good example was when he was asked to release his tax returns, he gave a weird answer where he basically said, as you summed it up, yes, maybe I'll look at it in April. You know, a candidate who knows something like this is coming and gives that kind of lame answer, that's now news. I mean, that's now what he's going to have to deal with for the next few days.
Yep.
The question, are you hiding something?
Does this all mean that the next debate, the last debate in this race before the voting on Saturday in South Carolina, is likely to even be a tougher fight for Romney than last night's debate?
I think so. He was just trying to run out the clock, it seems, in this debate. I think he's now going to find that he's on the defensive in South Carolina on some issues, like tax returns, and that all of a sudden Gingrich, who, let's remember, was catapulted to the lead. He was the front runner for a while because of his performance in debates. So here we have another one coming Thursday. The stakes are higher. The attacks will probably be even more powerful from the candidates as they prepare for that last chance to change minds. So, yes, the next debate could be crucial.
Well, and there's also the mini primary that's going on among the conservative candidates, Gingrich, Perry, and Santorum, which one of them will stand out. And it's pretty clear to me that at least one or maybe two of those people aren't going to make it as a result of South Carolina.
All right, let me flip to Massachusetts and the U.S. Senate campaign for a quick last question and answer, I hope. Senate campaign, in a way, formally gets underway Thursday when the incumbent GOP Senator Scott Brown gets into the race. Democrats have been at it for some time now with Harvard professor Elizabeth Warren the frontrunner. Rate Brown's chances for reelection, Todd.
Well, I have to admit, even as a Republican, that he's the underdog here, but I think he probably is more comfortable in that role. Maybe he'll try to portray Elizabeth Warren as the incumbent, since she has all these special interests behind her, the establishment behind her in her party and in Washington. But realistically, this is a Democratic state. He's got to fight the more difficult fight, which is to appeal to moderates and independents, as well as keeping his conservative base motivated. He has more money now, but at the end, I think that will be pretty even. But we'll see how Warren, a first-time candidate, handles all the pressure.
Dan Payne.
I think his chances are about 40%, so less than half. I saw him yesterday at the Martin Luther King Day breakfast, and he was awful. He gave a speech. It was disjointed, and it vaguely had something to do with unity, but he couldn't keep the point in mind. If that's a typical performance, and there were people there who told me that's typical Scott Brown, he's going to have a very tough time against anybody, let alone Elizabeth Warren, who's a formidable candidate.
Well, if Dan is going to be so precise as to say his chances are 40%, I'm going to give him 47%.
Okay. That's bold.
Dan Payne, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Todd Dopke, thank you.
Good to be with you, Bob.